This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I'm sitting here laughing with Sarah because it's a Saturday show. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday.
So I was just commenting, and while I'm telling this little story, pull your mic a little closer to your face.
Sure.
So I said to Sarah, today when we're recording this is October 8th. And I was like, I feel so good about the fact that we're recording this for the 19th. And then I was like, yeah, it's actually not really that great because I've been trying for, I was about to say 3 months. No, I've been trying for like 5 months to get ahead so I can be 3 months ahead when the baby gets here. So the fact that I've been working on this for like 5 months and I'm 1 week ahead, that's like, that's really not impressive at all.
I think you should still congratulate yourself.
Yeah, I was like, I had a moment there feeling really proud. And then I realized that I really haven't really done much of anything in the last, I mean, I have.
Okay, yeah. Settle down there.
In terms of getting ahead on the podcast. Okay. Yeah. But I'm just going to, every week it's going to get a little better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Next week, I'll be 2 weeks ahead.
That's right.
I'm claiming it. All right. We have a lot of questions. And you and I were talking about this just before we hit record. I would say the number one thing we get questions about is motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And the number two thing we get questions about is the microbiome.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, whenever we talk about motivation, we always are sort of like, didn't we talk about this last week? Yep, probably. Okay,
sounds
we're doing
familiar.
It again. Which is fine because motivation is like a very real need in every aspect of life. But both Sarah and I get and respond to questions about the microbiome probably every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do every day.
Yeah, sometimes multiple times
yeah,
a day.
For yeah, for sure. So we wanted to gear today's Q&A towards all things the microbiome, as well as side hustle, because that's a big part of why this is an emphasis for me. But before we get to the side hustle piece of it, we have a giveaway today. A box of Energy Plus.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had mine today. I always start my day with it, which is great because I look forward to it. It's one of those things that, like coffee, I would, you know, think about when my alarm goes off in the morning. But then after I'm done with it, I'm like, ah. And if I used to have like three a day, which I'm totally cool with, but in pregnancy, I'm only having one.
I usually have one around like two or three.
Yeah, I have no problem having more except for pregnancy, and I'm trying to really limit my caffeine pretty significantly. But I'm looking forward to not being pregnant anymore so that I can have more.
Yes.
And I feel like I'll have good reason to have more.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you'll need it.
Yeah. So we are giving away a box of Energy Plus. We will announce the winner at the end of the episode. And you can win. Super easy to win. And we give something away every single week. Three ways to enter to win. Number one, share on Facebook or Instagram your favorite episode of the podcast or something you learned from an episode of the podcast. Just make sure to tag me because otherwise I won't know it's there. Or you can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you can leave a review of this show on Apple Podcasts. That's all you got to do.
Easy peasy.
And then you win stuff.
Yeah.
Free stuff,
mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Stuff that we love.
Yeah, I know. Stuff that we really love. You have paint on your sleeve. Is that recent or old?
That's old.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
You paint a lot.
I do paint a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
Signs for people who are like, oh, is Sarah a painter? I mean, kind of.
Kinda.
But you're a sign maker.
That's correct.
And other things.
Yes.
A bag maker.
Right.
And an ornament maker.
That's true, too.
Yes. See? All the hustles everywhere.
Exactly.
Okay. First question. Let's hear it. What you got?
What is the best probiotic?
I am not going to answer this very directly, just so you know. And here's why. It's kind of like, what is the best vitamin? You know what I mean? And if somebody asked me what is the best vitamin, I would say, well, I mean, depends on the individual, right? Depends on the need. For somebody who is struggling with immune health or bone health or heart health, we might be talking about vitamin D. But for somebody who is talking about carbohydrate metabolism, we might be talking about one of many B vitamins. And probiotics are very much the same. Whether we're talking about which strains of bacteria or which brands, we have to take it from the standpoint of what do you need it for? What do you want it for? Because there are millions, tens of millions of different kinds of beneficial bacteria. We have to look at what you're looking for. So we've talked about strains of bacteria that produce butyrate, a short chain fatty acid. We've talked about strains of bacteria that are really, really great for depression, that are great for anxiety, specific strains that target inflammation in the brain, and specific strains that really target different parts of the digestive process. So unfortunately, just like we couldn't say what's the best vitamin, we can't say what's the best probiotic, but what we can identify is what is the probiotic that you need, right? What strains or strain do you need? And honestly, that's probably going to change too. Because if you have diarrhea, we're going to be talking about a very different strain than if you have constipation. Because if you have diarrhea and you are taking a strain that specifically is for constipation, you're not doing any good. In fact, you might be making a bad situation worse, and vice versa. So I want people to think about probiotics more specifically like we do vitamins. We know that even vitamin B is not just vitamin B, right? In the B vitamin family, we have B1, we have B2, we have B3, we have B6, we have B12. And within vitamin D, there's lots of different forms of vitamin D. The one commonly talked about is D3, which is the activated form. And there's been a lot more conversation for a lot longer period of time about vitamins. So we understand that. And we can think about probiotics in very much the same way. We have to begin the question with what your goals are. People will email me, and I know, Sarah, you get these emails too, like, what probiotic do you recommend? For what? You know, it is a very, very different conversation based on your needs. So unfortunately, I can't answer that question, what is the best probiotic? But fortunately, when we get specific about what our needs are, then we can answer that question. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Do you have a recommendation of how they go about finding out which they need?
First thing to pay attention to is your own symptoms. You know, if you are not having regular bowel movements, then we would be looking at specific strains of bacteria that help in the digestive process that are going to facilitate the breakdown of food, and or potentially we'd have a conversation about enzymes, and we'd also have a conversation about chewing your food more, making sure you're well hydrated and all of those things. But when I'm working with any client, the first thing we always work on is awareness, paying attention. You know, if you're not having a bowel movement after every meal, okay, so then that is a focus. You know, if you have chronic diarrhea and you feel like you have a very sensitive stomach and you have to be careful when you go out to eat, well, that's going to look like a very different approach in terms of probiotic and maybe also in terms of digestive enzymes. We now know that there are strains that address things like skin health, that address things like mental focus and mental clarity and anxiety and depression. You know if you struggle with anxiety. And a lot of people know if they struggle with depression. So by paying attention to what's not right or what do I want to be better, we can really get a lot of clarity there. Because some people will just default to, well, I don't know. And I say, well, then you need to pay a little bit more attention. Or if I were to give you $10,000, I think you could come up with a couple of answers right now. Sometimes I don't know is like the easy out. I don't know. I just want somebody to tell me. But if I spent 30 minutes with you, or if I offered you $10,000, you could tell me a few things that seem off. So let's push past that initial I don't know, because I think people know a lot more than they think about their health.
What supplements do you take?
I am happy to answer that question. And I always want to add the caveat that this changes based on what's going on with me. So it's a little bit different now because I'm pregnant. And it was very different 8 months ago. 8 months ago, before I really started, well, maybe more like 9 or 10 months ago, before I really started focusing on my microbiome, I wasn't taking much consistently besides an omega. And now that has changed a lot, and I'm so glad for it because, quite frankly, I feel a lot better. But I start my day every morning with a blend of the Energy Plus, which we'll call that a supplement because it has, it's got caffeine in it, but it also has some other things in there for energy and focus. So I put a packet of that in about a liter of water, along with a scoop of a blend of probiotics that are targeted for brain health, specifically anxiety, depression, mental focus, mental clarity, and stress resilience. And I've said this before, I don't think I've struggled with depression for probably, 6 to 8 years. The last 6 to 8 years, I don't feel like that's been a struggle. But I do feel like tension and stress have been challenges for me. And you and I were just talking about this yesterday, mm-hmm. about the probiotics that target brain health, because you and I take the same one. And I'm going to make a note to myself to put the link in the show notes right now because it's not there right now. But I'll put the link to that one that targets brain health. And would you describe yourself, this is a personal question, but would you describe yourself as somebody who like struggles with depression?
No, definitely anxiety.
Yeah.
And stress related things, but no, not depression.
And we were talking about this the other day because both of us stopped taking this. For me, it was a few months ago early in my pregnancy when just everything made me throw up. So I wasn't taking much of anything. But then I started again when the nausea started to lessen, and I didn't really notice it when I stopped taking it because everything was just so crappy. But when I started taking it again, I was like, Jesus, somebody never let me stop. Like there needs to be somebody in charge of never letting me stop this because I feel so much more equipped to handle stress and frustration and all of those things when I'm taking it than when I'm not. And you were saying kind of the same thing.
Definitely. Yeah. It's just I'm not like jumping off the walls, like skipping down the hallway kind of happy.
Yeah.
But just like a slower response to stressful situations.
Yeah. Like a more measured response.
Yes. Calm. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you stop taking it,
I'm not like bonkers, but right. Again, you notice.
Yeah. I felt the same way. So I was saying like, if you notice something with me, check and make sure I'm taking it because it makes a big difference. Okay. So I do that in the morning. And then with my first meal, with every meal, I take digestive enzymes, right? No question. That's been a huge help for bowel regularity for me. But then with my first meal, I also take a comprehensive multivitamin. Let's see. And then with my last meal, which is kind of winding down my day a couple hours before bed, I take omega, probiotic, digestive enzymes with every meal, of course, and then a sleep aid that comes from corn and doesn't make you sleepy, but helps you when you do fall asleep to get into the deeper, more restorative stages of sleep. I know that's been a big help in pregnancy because when I forget to take it, I really struggle all night long. I think that's it. But again, I put the protein powder in my yogurt. I'm not doing shakes because A, they just don't really sound good to me in pregnancy right now. And B, I don't really have any means of like washing dishes, so that limits me a little bit. But I have been putting a vegan plant-based protein powder that has no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners or anything like that in my yogurt, which I have probably 5 days out of 7.
Yeah, I've seen you do that, but I haven't tried that myself.
It is so good. Okay, I've tried this before with other protein powders, but they have like a weird aftertaste or just their flavor isn't good unless you put other stuff in it. That is not the case with this. Like, it's actually like pudding good.
Have you tried both chocolate and vanilla
no,
this
just
way?
No, just the chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm more when it comes to ice cream, I'm a vanilla girl. But when it comes to like a pudding kind of, you could never get me to eat a vanilla pudding, but I would eat chocolate pudding all
day.
Yeah,
I'm the same.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, to answer the question about like what supplements I take, that's it, with the caveat that, you know, I'm sure after baby, it will be different.
If you start taking probiotics, how long until you notice a difference?
Depends on the issue, you know? I think that if you have diarrhea and you're taking the right strains for diarrhea, you're probably going to notice a difference in, say, anywhere from 12 to 36 hours, right? Assuming you're taking a quality product. If you are somebody who's struggling from depression and you're taking a strain of bacteria, we've talked about before, different strains that target that, it could be a few weeks. If your issue is leaky gut and you need to heal your gut and that's why you're taking probiotics, it could be a few months. You know, I will say that for me, when I started the combination of digestive enzymes and a probiotic very targeted for digestive health, I noticed more regular bowel movements in, I don't know, a day, 2 days. And I know people who have taken probiotics for like anxiety who have noticed a difference in 30 or 45 minutes. But generally speaking, it depends on what you're taking for what. And it also depends on the severity of the issue and the degree of your own personal dysbiosis, bacterial imbalance or balance. So I hate to give these non-answers, but generally speaking, there aren't black and whites when it comes to things like health. It is very, very, very individual. When you take the probiotic, Sarah, the one that targets kind of anxiety and mood stability, is it something that you feel that day, or is it something that you more notice the difference when you stop taking it?
I noticed the day of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it took about a week into taking it every day that I started to really notice.
Yeah.
But I think I mentioned in the last episode, I just kind of take a pause before I would normally just like react. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
That's a powerful thing.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, I do too. And I feel less hurried, which I think comes from the anxiety and the tension. You know what I mean? Like when your neurotransmitters are more imbalanced, which in large part are manufactured by the bacteria in your gut. So if you're supplementing with that and you're producing more of these calming, relaxing neurotransmitters, then I don't have this sense of like, ah, I need to do this thing next. I need to do this thing next. I have always told myself, and you've heard me say this out loud to myself like throughout the day, there's always enough time.
Yes.
And I tend to do that when I'm feeling like there's not and when I'm feeling rushed. And I don't feel like I said that recently.
No, I can't think of a time that you have recently.
And yet I feel like I've been more productive and more efficient than I've been in a really long time.
And you have more going on.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bananas to me. Let's not overlook the possibilities that your calmness, coolness under pressure, and stress resilience can get better when life is like crazier than it's ever been.
Yes.
And it is, Sarah can attest to the fact that it is truly a madhouse around here.
It is. Yep. Yeah.
People will say to me, and I always want to laugh, and I never do because it would be impolite, but people are like, well, it's easy for you to take time to journal because you work from home, or it's easy for you because you don't have kids or you don't have to get someplace by X time in the morning. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. You should invite them over for a day.
Right?
Or a couple hours.
People would run screaming. Just based on like how nutty it is around here. We actually almost did have somebody run screaming yesterday.
Yes, this is true.
She pulls up. It was this lady to do a consult on a closet, right? She pulls up. There's probably 7 cars in the driveway, on the grass, everywhere. There's like people milling about randomly. Sarah's in here working. I'm in here working. The boyfriend's on the tractor. The dog is like level 10, I'm going to kill you, like barking literally making her feel like if I were to release the leash, she would be lunch.
This poor thing was terrified.
She was. She wouldn't even come inside. But yeah, it's a zoo. It's a zoo. And yet I feel more capable. And like you said, just like the ability to take a beat. It doesn't mean that I don't get frustrated, but my control in those moments is really enhanced.
Yeah.
And that's microbiome stuff.
It's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
It's honestly kind of hard for me to believe, and I trust
you. Because you've experienced
but
it,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, and it's one of those things that, like, if I could wave a magic wand and have people, like, get something, like, it clicks, it is more than digestion. Mm-hmm. It is so much more. Like, you could feel so much better.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw on Instagram that you have two side hustles.
You saw on Instagram?
No, not me.
Oh, somebody else.
What are they and how do you make the time?
Yeah, so this came up. Somebody posted a clip from a morning news show. And I think it said, I might be wrong on the number here, but I'm pretty sure it said that 43% of Americans now have a side hustle. And I was like,
that's a larger number than I thought.
Right? But that makes me so freaking happy.
I know.
Because I'll answer the question, I promise. But the reason I got so excited when I saw that is because I remember, and it wasn't that long ago, working in corporate America and like torturing myself over how we could like get pay raises. You know, me and my former husband, we worked for the same company and we did okay, right? But as we did better, we did things like, built a new house, and you know, so no matter how much more money was coming in, just as much more money was going out. And I wanted a different kind of life, and I wanted more flexibility, and I didn't want it to be a big deal if we got a flat tire, and I didn't want it to be a big deal if we wanted to go on vacation or take time off. Or I remember we used to get in legit fights around the holidays about how much we would spend on every family member, because he had, you know, brothers and sisters and his mom and his grandparents, and he wanted to buy for, you know, like his boss and some of his coworkers and friends. And I have a huge family and I didn't care if we didn't get anybody anything. You know what I mean? And because we were trying to get out of debt, I would be like, guess what? We tell your family and my family that we're not doing gifts this year, or we'll do a Yankee swap or something like that. And he would be legit just against it. And he wanted to get, you know, nice things for everybody, meaningful gifts, all of that. And I just felt like, how do we get to the point where it's not an argument, or there's no tension, or there's no conversation needed about holiday gifts or holiday travel or any of those things, somebody's birthday? And at the time, I don't know if it was just things were different then, even though it wasn't that long ago, or I was different and I wasn't thinking outside of the box, but I was always thinking about like, well, what can I do to prove my worth to this company to like make more money from them? And it felt very powerless because they were in control of how much money I made. And even now, though, I work for myself, it's not like you can just turn on the money faucet, you know? Like, I don't have one of those.
You don't have a faucet. At all.
Sarah walked in this morning. I was like, hey, we don't have plumbing for about an hour. And she's like, starting when? I'm like, I don't know. I think now. I'm not really sure. We don't have a lot of options around here. But I feel so grateful to now know for it now to be so much more mainstream that we've never lived in a day and age where it's easier to create financial freedom. Even if you have no formal education, even if you have six kids, even if you have no free time, like I'm raising my hand, I don't have a lot of free time at all. And yet there are no limits on my earning potential, and there are no limits on your earning potential. And I don't know where I talked about this, but I feel like I talked about it recently, how I'm a big believer in multiple streams of income for not only diversity. If you work for somebody else, they could absolutely fire you. If you work for yourself, you could, you know, get sick and not be able to work for a month. And I don't think it is prudent, and in this day and age, it's certainly not necessary to have all of your income coming from one place. Even if you have a spouse or a partner, if each of you only has one stream of income, you're just in a precarious position. So for the last many years, I've been a big believer in multiple streams of income, and real estate is one of those for me that I would consider a side hustle. And the other one is this mental wellness company that I've talked about a handful of times here on the podcast. In fact, I have a Facebook group specifically devoted to it. So if you feel like you've missed those episodes or you want to learn more about it, just go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/670, because I will put a link to not only that Facebook group if you want to join it and learn more, as well as a webinar that I did several months back about it. But those are the two side hustles. How do I make the time? Well, I don't waste a lot of time. I don't watch much TV. I do go to bed pretty early. I don't want anybody to think that having a side hustle means that I'm staying up until 2 or 3 in the morning working, because while I've had those days, I sure haven't had them recently. I mean, honestly, I don't think I've worked past 11 p.m. in, I don't know, since I was writing the book. And even those days, the days that I work until like 11 p.m. are few and far between, like maybe once a month. It really comes down to, number one, I don't waste a lot of time scrolling through Facebook. I don't waste time watching TV. I do watch stuff on Netflix. I just told Sarah the other day that we've been trying to get into Stranger Things because I've heard so many good things about it, but I don't like sci-fi. And I'm just having a hard time with it. Have you revisited it?
No.
I'm trying. And then the other thing is, as soon as you put Netflix on, I fall asleep. Yeah. So that's just very real. But the other piece of it is, I am efficient when I work. And that doesn't mean I'm resistant from distractions. I can't be here. Between the dog, the construction, you know, people emailing, clients texting, whatever it is, I can't be free from distraction. But I think I use my time really well. And I know what matters and what doesn't matter. So that's kind of the big piece of how I make the time. But like real estate, for example, it might be 20 minutes a day. So I have a couple of income properties, and then I'm always looking at the market, but maybe I spend 10 minutes a day on that kind of stuff. As for the mental wellness piece, I treat it like a job, you know, and I wouldn't call it a full-time job like Primal Potential is, but I mean, it's not going to make money for me if I don't put time into it every single day. So I would say I give it anywhere from 20 minutes a day to an hour a day. And I do that without exception. And I'll tell you right now, it's growing faster than Primal Potential ever did. But I think it's very, very important to have diversity in your income streams, not to have all your eggs in one basket. And if you are the kind of person that I was a few years ago and feels like, you know, your only option to make more money is to get a different job or to ask for a raise, you're just wrong. It's never been easier. I mean, like the news story said very recently, 43% of people have side hustles, and I'm really freaking happy to be one of them.
I'm glad that there are so many options for people too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you've got a handful.
Yes.
You've got lots of hustles. We can't even call them side hustles. We just call them different directional hustles.
Yes.
Yeah. Because don't you feel better not having all your eggs in one basket?
I do. And I found myself to get sort of bored if I'm just focused on one thing all day, every day.
Yeah. And it keeps your energy up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keeps me learning.
Yep.
Why did you decide to say yes to network marketing?
I love that question. So the mental wellness company that I have aligned with that is really behind a lot of the research and many of the supplements that I take now, I almost said no because of my preconceived notions about network marketing. And this is where I think a lot of my own personal development work came into play, because I was able to recognize that my impulse to say no came from past experiences, from fear and from misunderstanding. And I talked about this recently on the podcast. I think those are crappy reasons to make decisions, you know, past experiences, fears, and misconceptions. So the kind of how it all shook out was, number one, the opportunity came to me from somebody that I not only really trust and respect, but somebody who is very successful, you know. That was a big part of it. The second thing that I think was a big help to me was that I was very honest and upfront about my reservations. And in doing so, in verbalizing them, where I think I could have gone wrong is not verbalizing them and then making this no decision based on fears and past experiences and misconceptions, but not ever recognizing it. So when I wrote out, like, these are all of the reasons that I want to say no to this, it kind of jumped off the page that was just really crappy logic, just straight up flawed logic. Because my past experiences were not with this company. My past experiences were not with these people. And my past experiences were not successful. So that just seems like a really dumb way to make that decision. And my fears were about other people. My fears that were holding me back were, you know, oh, people are going to think, oh, Elizabeth's just doing one of those things. And I do not want to be a person who limits my life, my opportunities, my potential based on what other people think. That is so important to me. Because if I did that, I would be paralyzed in so many ways. I would be keeping my life small in so many ways. And I don't want to live that way. So as soon as I verbalized all of the reasons I wanted to say no, I could see big problems in my logic and my thinking, but that didn't mean that it was an automatic yes. It meant I had more questions to ask. It meant I had more digging to do. So the first thing I did was ask myself, okay, number one, are these products working for me? Yes, unquestionably. Number two, do I believe that they could work for other people and make a positive impact on their lives? Yeah, unquestionably. Sarah is one of those people. My sister is one of those people. My boyfriend is one of those people. I have clients who are some of those people. One of my clients had never in her adult life had a menstrual cycle that wasn't like crippling in pain, where she either wouldn't go to work or couldn't engage with her kids. And after 4 to 6 weeks, I think, on some of these probiotics that are really targeting hormones, she had her first menstrual cycle where she didn't even need to take anything for the pain, which was the first time that had happened in her adult life. So do I know that these could make a positive impact for other people? Yes. Then I was like, all right, I need to meet the players. I need to know who's behind this. I need to pick their brains. I need to understand their mission and their vision. And that's when the lie of like everything I didn't like from my past kind of became really clear and really true. I had some experiences with network marketing companies where people were just super pushy. And it was buy this, and this wasn't even a good product, you know? But I knew that wasn't the situation here because it was a good product. And because the team of people behind it and the people who introduced me to it were saying, don't be an ass. Like, don't be the kind of person who's like, hey, buy this. Hey, you want this? Hey, you want this? Because that's freaking annoying, you know? And then I realized I'm the kind of person who shares things that I love and that are working for me. Whether that is an app, whether that is a question I'm asking myself, whether that is a song I love, and also if it's supplements that are making a difference in my life. So that felt really organic and really natural. And the people behind it have a mission of service more than they have a mission of sales. They want to help people have richer states of health and free themselves from things like chronic digestive issues and chronic depression and anxiety. And they know that if they lead with an effective solution for that, then the money piece of it takes care of itself. And then lastly, opportunity-wise, do I believe that there are people in my life who are looking for additional streams of income? Yeah, and I was one of them. And to be honest, I had to learn a lot about network marketing because the only experience I had with it was negative, but that doesn't mean that's the only experience that there is with it. And Brett Thomas, who is Brooke Thomas's husband and somebody I really respect in business, he was like, look, there's 8 million people, eight and a half million people in the network marketing channel. That's pretty significant. There's not 8 million people listening to my podcast, you know? And he showed me that 60% of the women in the United States making over six figures do so through network marketing.
That's significant. That's right? Huge. Yeah.
60%. And I know for sure there are people in my life, men and women, who are not making six figures who would love to be. That would change their lives. That would change their family. And to get healthier along the way and help other people was like, why would I say no to that? Plus, to be really just straightforward about the business side of it, I know what it's like to build your own business from scratch. And I know what it's like to handle every question and every concern and every problem and every complaint and every expense. And in this channel, you have a company that's done that for you. They do the product development. They do the marketing. They do the customer service and the fulfillment and all of that. So I knew that this was an opportunity for me with a tremendous upside and also protection from the downside. I know a lot of people who are looking to create that six figures or more income, want the flexibility to do it on their own terms, but don't have the flexibility or the time to build a business from scratch. You know, so it's just a great way you can be in business for yourself for a teensy fraction of the time and money that it would take to actually build a business for yourself. You know, like when I looked at it more completely and I took my fears and my misconceptions and all the crappy people who haven't done it well that I've run into, when I took that out of it, it was just a hell yes for me, you know. And it's not a hell yes for everybody, but it was for me.
You just touched upon this a little bit, but this person wrote in saying, you always say that you aren't a salesperson. How will you make it work for you?
I love that question because, you know, I sell through Primal Potential and I don't really see myself as a salesperson, but I see myself with a solution that some people are looking for and some people aren't. And it's very much the same way when we're talking about, you know, a probiotic that targets mental health and anxiety, or it's the same way when we're talking about something like Energy Plus. I wouldn't feel comfortable selling anything that I didn't personally use or love or believe in. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I get emails every week about people who are wanting to like buy time on the podcast or like sponsor an episode or have, you know, give me X amount of dollars for me to talk about their thing or post on Instagram. And I say no to the vast majority of them. And the reason that I do that is because they're not things that I believe in. But at the same time, I'm going to share things I believe in, whether I'm getting paid for it or not. So when I think about it from the perspective of I have something that could help you, and either you're looking for that help or you're not, there's no pressure. And I always tell people on my team that if you found a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant that you didn't feel like people knew about and everybody around you is always complaining that there's nothing good near you, you would totally be like, oh my gosh, you need to check out such and such. It's so good. I went there the other night. I had da-da-da-da-da-da. And not everybody's going to go, but you're not going to feel like a shady slime ball for bringing it up, you know, because some people are looking and some people aren't. And I think that's the same thing. Some people are looking to make more money. Some people aren't. Some people are looking to feel better and some people aren't. But I'm going to share it anyway because I want to serve the people who are looking. And I mean, that's why the Facebook group that I mentioned, we talk about impact being greater than income. And when you lead with impact, the income takes care of itself. I know that almost everyone in my life, personally and professionally, could benefit from these products. And I know that almost everybody in my life could benefit from more financial freedom, you know? So then I'm just like sharing it.
How do you get over your fear of people rolling their eyes or saying no?
Oh God, I would live so small if I let that stop me. You know what I mean? Like, people roll their eyes at my outfit. People roll their eyes at, you know, a podcast episode that I did. People roll their eyes at a social media post that I put out or whatever else. I don't want to limit my life to the boundaries of what I think other people might think. That's just a really small life, and I don't want a really small life. I really want a big, wonderful, limitless life. The other thing is, something I tell myself is that if I stop because of fear of what other people will think or say, I'm being very selfish. Because I am choosing to not reach people and to not serve people because of my own fears and insecurities, you know, and I don't want to be that way. So it could be as simple as, I don't love getting on video at this phase of my pregnancy where I've gained weight and I don't feel great. And I know that it shows. But if I were to not do that and hide and not share my message, then I would be keeping it from somebody who could really benefit from it, you know? And that's self-centered, and I choose not to be that way. Similarly, if I let my fear that you're going to roll your eyes and be like, oh, here Elizabeth goes, she's in one of those things, if I let that stop me from sharing it with you, then guess what? If that was something you were looking for or something you really needed in your life, I was too selfish to bring that to you. And Brooke really shared it brilliantly with me. She said, who is on the other side of your obedience? I, without a doubt, could have let my fear of what other people think stop me from starting Primal Potential altogether. So many people were like, you're leaving a good, stable job to, like, what, write a blog? Who's going to read your blog? And every single time I would write something, or when I started the podcast, every single time I put an episode out, I was like, somebody's going to disagree with me. It happens every day. But there's also a ton of people who have really benefited from it. There's a ton of people who have changed their lives. There's a ton of people who have gotten through some really tough stuff because I said yes. So that's just the decision. It doesn't mean that there's zero level of discomfort. There totally is. But again, when you take it from the perspective of service, it gets a lot easier.
I've heard you talk about building a team. What does that mean, and what does it look like to be on your team?
So I think one of the best parts about this particular side hustle is that it is team-based. You know, when I think about the first 3 years with Primal Potential, well, really the first 4 years because it was all just remote stuff until then, it could feel very lonely, you know? And I would have a big win or a big breakthrough or some new idea, and it was just me. And I know a lot of business owners feel that way. That you and I have talked about that too, how owning a business can feel super lonely.
Yes.
And isolating. Mm-hmm. And like nobody gets it.
Right.
And nobody respects your time because like, oh, you work for yourself. You can totally just swing by and do whatever today.
Yeah, you can run my errands.
Right. So that was one thing that really enticed me about this is that it is team-based. I am on Brooke and Brett's team, and it's the fastest growing team in the company, and I have their support and the support of everybody on their team. If I have a question, if I have a victory, if I have a frustration, that makes business building so much easier and, quite frankly, way more fun. And the down moments that when you're working all by yourself for yourself can just take you out of the game, they're not going to take you out of the game because you have people who get it and who understand. And so that's why I was so excited to build a team, because with Primal, building a team is just a lot slower because there's a lot more expenses and there's a lot more logistics and a lot more of other things. But with this, building a team happens right out of the gate. And in terms of what it looks like, so let's just like play out the scenario. You decide to join my team. Almost right away, you're going to get some onboarding videos. So you really feel like you're not lost, like you have a sense of nuts and bolts and what this means and what it looks like. Then I would send you links to a couple of private Facebook groups, one for Brooke's team, one for my team, just a community, like I said, to share resources and to ask questions and to build relationships. And then we have weekly team calls. And on these weekly team calls, not only are we answering your questions, we're talking about your goals, we're talking about your growth, we're talking about any challenges that you run into, and we're really supporting each other and celebrating each other. So that's kind of like what it looks like in a nutshell. I'm always encouraging my team to tell me their goals. I want to help you reach them. Let's talk about them. What are you striving for? How can I help? Getting on calls with people. You know, there's somebody they want to talk to, but they don't feel really comfortable. We'll do it together. And then that way we're moving forward and you're learning, but we're also not putting you in a place that you don't feel equipped to like really thrive and be successful. So that's what that looks like. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Do you have any other, like, is there anything that you're thinking that you hear or get that we didn't touch on?
No, I think primarily the questions I get are, what brand
yeah.
are you recommending?
And honestly, I never feel comfortable answering that without knowing, like, what do you want? You know what I mean? Like, what are you trying to get at? Because otherwise, it's just not a helpful response, you know? So sometimes people would be like, why don't you just post what you take? Because it's what I take. And I know a lot of people would be like, oh, I'm going to get that. And it might not be the right thing for you, you know? All right. We've got a giveaway. Box of Energy Plus, which means you get 30.
I know.
30. That's like a month's worth if you only have one a day, which is what we're both doing right now. But it makes me a little sad because I'd love to have three. Anyway, this winner today comes from somebody who left a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. They called their review Change, gave it 5 stars. Best podcast out there on creating change. The winner is Ked2Dawgs. 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 I always want to know like where the name came from.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
We've had some good ones.
I know. So when you claim your prize, Ked2Dawgs, by emailing Sarah at primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H, we'd love to know what Ked2Dawgs stands for. Yes. What's that about? Tell us. And you have 60 days from today to claim your prize. And if you guys have any questions, you can submit them at primalpotential.com/inbox. And then we'll have a bunch of links and resources for you over on the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/670. All right, Sarah, what fun stuff do you have going on this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? I am moving into a new shop. Yes, very exciting. A new little gift shop.
Where is it?
It's in Mashpee.
On Cape Cod. In the Commons.
Yeah, it's a cute little shopping area with restaurants and such. So that is my plan.
Do you know what I saw in the news yesterday?
No.
That could bring new business to your new little shop?
Ooh, what?
There is a new co-working space opening up in the Commons.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it is exciting.
You'll just have people that are there that are wanting to support business owners.
Yes.
I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
So moving in, what does that look like?
Inventory, there's 7 different artists, so we're all bringing our stuff. We're going to set up, make it look nice and inviting, furniture, all that kind of stuff.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. And what are you doing this weekend?
My mom and her husband are coming down because we are going to put the floor in the baby's nursery.
That is very exciting.
Yeah. So we have a crew here doing the like main floor of the house. The whole main floor of the house has been gutted, whatever. But the upstairs has 2 small rooms and one of those is going to be the nursery. So we're working on that.
So is the flooring here?
No.
Okay.
I picked it out, but I haven't picked it up.
Got it.
Yeah. So we are going to paint this week.
Does that include you physically painting?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no. Well, I was like, I could hire a painter, or honey, you could do it. And he's like, I'll do it after your doctor's appointment on Thursday.
Perfect.
Exactly. Great. I like that answer.
Yes.
Yeah. So painting, and then this weekend, my mom's coming.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, we hope you have an amazing weekend. Check out the show notes for links and resources related to today's show, primalpotential.com/3. primalpotential.com/670. And if you have any questions, there's also the link to where you can submit them so that we can get to them in an upcoming podcast. Hope you guys have a great day. Sarah, have a wonderful weekend.
You
Chat
too.
With you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.